Kim, you mentioned the illustration you and I grew up with. God has cast his vote for your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Satan has cast his vote for your soul. Now you must cast the deciding ballot, which D.L. Moody came up with, or the image of a life ring that is thrown out to sinners. And Augustine would have come back at all of this and said, no, they've already drowned.
Yeah, they're floating, they're floating face down. A life ring's not going to do them a whole lot of good right now.
They need to be...
Or we have the misuse of Revelation 3. Behold, Jesus stands at the door of your heart knocking, and you'll notice the knob is on the inside, not on the outside. You just have to open up and let him in.
When in context, he's saying, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't about an unregenerate person. This
no,
is,
that's not an evangelistic appeal.
No, no. Jesus is saying, "You, hey, you mind letting me back into your church? You have on the marquee here a Christ-centered church. I'm on the outside. Yeah.
I kind of need to be in here if I'm going to be Christ. If it's going to be Christ-centered."
I told you the story back in the days when I used to own a Christian bookstore, and there was a famous Werner Salmon picture of Jesus knocking at the door, and some little Dutch lady came up to correct the picture, and she was absolutely correct. That shows Jesus standing at the door, knocking and waiting, and he's helpless. That picture should show Jesus with a chainsaw going,
there you go, yes. And thank God for that chainsaw.
Yeah, I just cracked up.
I need a rescuer. Yeah. I don't need somebody coming and knocking on my door. I need somebody to break the door down, come in, and rescue
me. Revive
me. That's right.
Exactly.
Put life back in my corpse.